Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
Why is life so hard?
I don't know. Also, what if I'm not doing this right?
I'm so full of anxiety right now.
I think that we should just be talking into the regular phone, but whatever you say.
You're doing it right. We're doing it right.
What if I'm not? I'm scared too. Also, why did we start this before we made the floats?
Oh, because I wanted to get the float making.
I don't have enough hands for this.
Okay. I really don't want to set that down. Ready? Oh, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day! Our favorite day to culturally appropriate.
Aren't you Irish?
I don't know. Maybe a little.
I'm pretty Irish. I saved a little room in mine because I want to make a mess. Like, I like to mix stuff up and be messy.
I did not.
Thank God I saved some room in mine.
I did not realize that the can was actually going to empty. My ice cream popped up. We're making Guinness floats!
Which I just spilled everywhere. This was bad. I don't have enough hands for this. I'm sure that that sounded really cool when we but I have just made it.
Everything is on fire.
I made a terrible mess, and I love the sweater, and I'm going on vacation, and this is bad.
I don't know how to help you.
Nobody can help
me.
Can
I help you?
Nobody can help me. How do I drink a Guinness float with a microphone? This is difficult. Why do we do this?
I don't know. Because I wanted to be fancy.
It was fancy, but now I'm on the struggle bus.
I'm already on the struggle bus.
Tell us.
So welcome to episode 196 times 2. Because we did 196 already.
It doesn't count because they deleted don't. It doesn't count because they don't know about it. You seemed disappointed when I said that too as the answer. Was this because you had 200 planned out?
Kinda. That's all right.
It doesn't count because they never heard it.
I know. It still existed though.
Only for you and me.
There's lost episodes of I Love Lucy we never saw, and they still count those. She's giving me a look.
I am. Because I don't know how to respond to that.
So, yes. This is our first episode back together since the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I accidentally deleted and then cleared the recycle bin all of year 7 of our podcast.
Which is current year.
Current year. So that was exciting. And I literally spent an entire day trying to recover everything. I even bought an $80 app to do so. And then it still didn't recover
the two most recent ones.
Two most recent episodes.
The two that you needed.
The two that I needed.
The ones that were already posted, it recovered.
Right, which I'm just going to download from our website anyway. And I had to recreate the intro. And I have to resync our, you know, whatever. I got work to do, but I was just beside myself.
Yeah.
This is one of those stupid things you do on a Saturday morning when you haven't woken up fully yet.
How did you delete that many things and not notice?
So.
That part I'm curious about still.
So I have folders on my desktop.
Yeah.
And people are like, back it up. I'm like, well, it was my working folder. I hadn't archived it yet.
Right.
Technically, my backup's online.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just like cleaning out my desktop. because my computer had been acting funny and slow, and so I thought I grabbed this PTSP folder, PTSP podcast year YR7, and I dragged it to the recycle bin, and then I immediately cleared it because it was full of ginormous program applications from the programs I run at the U of M. So these like 40-page grant applications times 15.
Yeah.
Sitting on my desktop. So I deleted and cleared it. And then I noticed a PTSP app folder on my desktop still. I grabbed the podcast year 7 folder and recycled it. And then emptied the trash immediately.
Good.
Yeah. Good. While my eyes were fuzzy.
No, I'm...
At 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Shannon,
remember when I lost everything on my phone from the previous 8 months? Because I thought that I had backed it up to my computer.
Yeah, I know.
We've all done it. We've all done it. Like, I wasn't even being angry at you about it. You know? Because I was like, girl, it's happened to everybody.
Yeah. And 90% of it's recoverable because I'm just going to read... I'm just going to download the MP3s from our podcast site.
Yeah.
And archive them onto my terabyte hard drive.
Right. Like you do.
Like you do. So, since then you had a little episode with Christina and Brian. Hey, yeah. Playoffs!
That was really fun.
That was very fun.
I'm glad you
liked really it. Enjoy listening to them.
I know.
Hashtag replace Shannon.
I know. You when you hashtagged me baby centaurs, I just started laughing. That conversation was really funny.
That was hilarious. Like, what happens when you birth a baby centaur? Half horse, half floppy man?
The horse can run like within an hour and the baby can't hold its head up.
Right. And I literally did envision a noodle man dancing on top of a centaur.
Of a running horse. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God, I died.
Totally.
In traffic.
I actually did nothing this year for St. Patrick's Day. But
you worked.
I worked.
As you do on a Sunday.
I always work on a Sunday.
Yeah, so we went to go to Stout's, and it was jam-packed at 9:30. Normally, I'm an early riser and get there at 7 when they open. But in our old age, you know, we get in a little late now. And so we stood around literally for like a half hour wondering what to do when we saw Lou and Carl's opens at 10. So we walked over there at like 10 till 10 and waited till they opened like Mervyn's, like a Mervyn's commercial. And of course got seated right away because we were first in the door and had a great breakfast and lunch and drinks and it was a good time.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't try to come out to go to breakfast with you. That would have been disappointing.
Yeah. So my parents joined us, and Scrotum Sack and Princess Peach, a few other friends. So, and then we came home real quick, and then went to my friend or my sword friend's houses and did some gaming. And we played some role-playing game about getting drunk. That was hilarious. What's it called? Dragon's Inn or something like that.
I don't know, but I'm really struggling still.
And
there's going to be so many weird drink noises in the background. I apologize.
You literally role-play
sitting
in a tavern and getting drunk with your buddies.
That's funny.
It was really funny. I was second out. My vitality was amazing. I was at a 17 out of 20, but I drank a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
So elven wine really would wipe you out. It was like worth four drinks. And then dragon's breath was five or six drinks. So you roll two of those and
you're out.
Done. You're done. Stick a fork in me. So you can make other people drink. You can make other people's lives healthier. Some of the cards are like a random drinking contest, so, and you tip your wenches and your gamble, and it was really fun. So, anyway,
that's
what we did. We did that. We did some Uno, Muppet Uno, and which has a mayhem card, so you switch hands around the table.
Oh, fun.
Right?
That is fun.
Then we played some Cards Against Humanity, and then we were all done for the afternoon.
There's no family when you play Uno. There's just fighting. And there's also no loyalty in Uno. There's no family. There's just competition and winning.
Yes.
I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good afternoon. Then we came home and decided to watch all of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
From Iron Man down to Infinity Wars in preparation of Endgame.
It's so funny because I honestly feel like you were making fun of me for doing that when I did that before Infinity Wars.
Maybe. It's possible.
You're rude.
What can I say? I saw something on the internet and thought it was cool.
Was it like the watch order that you should watch it in?
Yes, it was the if you watched it in chronicle order as in time.
Yeah, that's what I did when I watched it last year before Infinity
Captain
War.
America yes. is first.
First one.
Because he's oldest.
Yep.
That's and now I guess Captain Marvel would be second.
Yeah.
Because it happens in the 90s.
Yeah. You guys, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, you have got to
it's
see
amazing!
It. It's
amazing!
It's so good.
It was the Marvel version of Wonder Woman, but Wonder Woman was still better.
Yeah, I agree. Wonder Woman was better. And listen, I've
been listening to 90s rock all
week.
Oh my
God, I loved everything from the music.
I made a Spotify playlist. Should I send it to you?
Yes, please.
It's
send
all 11
it.
Songs. There's only 11 songs in the soundtrack. I found other Spotify lists that had like 40-some songs, and I was like, well, that seems odd.
They just added some of their
they
own.
They just added a bunch of their own shit. It's like, fucking assholes. Fooled me into listening to you and following you.
Yeah,
unfollow.
The soundtrack was really great. You know, like, there were moments where I was like, yeah. I have to say, though, I was hoping for more. Like, I just was hoping for that. I didn't have that magic that you were talking about that you had. So, let me tell you a little bit about
why. I did have some magic. Not as much as Wonder Woman, but I still had some magic.
So,
I think part it was of more it, magic for my daughter.
Part of it was, like, watching it and being like, oh, okay, we're doing this Jason Bourne thing. And, like, once I had that in my head, it just felt like it had been done.
Oh, that she had been, like, brainwashed and replaced and, yeah.
Right, right. Like, I
didn't even make that connection.
I have these skills.
I
know these things. And then we're trying to figure out how and why and piecing it together. So, like, while I was watching it, I just kept on thinking that this was the Bourne identity, you know? So, yeah, right. And then, so that was thing one. And then thing two, I just felt like my favorite women from the MCU are still Shuri and Okoye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm picking teams, I'm like, yes, scientist and African warrior, you are with me. They are the baddest bitches as far as I'm concerned still. So
yeah. I think they're the most, they're definitely the most well-rounded because they have been empowered from birth to be badass bitches.
Yeah, and I think too, because of the whole like, oh guys, by the way, spoilers for Captain Marvel. Okay, sorry.
It's been 2 weeks.
I'm joking.
And it will be 3, maybe, by the time you hear this. So
right.
You should have fucking seen it by now.
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
What was I saying? Something about something, for sure. Oh, that since we were doing the whole Jason Bourne figuring out my identity thing, she wasn't a super well-developed character because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like...
She did develop a lot.
Yeah.
Within the movie.
I agree.
And I don't think that felt rushed, but she did go from trainee to badass, I'm going to blow up your ship with my hands within 2 hours.
Yeah, and I really liked the fire mohawk. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So, I'm not, you guys, because when I was texting with Shannon, I was like, it sounds like I'm bitching about it, but I was just hoping for, like, something that I didn't get, you know? They told me it was going to be as special for me as Black Panther was for minorities.
I would say it was almost, I think it was more special for me because Catherine, this will be her first exposure to a a strong female lead in an action film.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool.
Yeah. And yes, as it was well pointed out to me on my goddamn Facebook, there are other strong women leads, but this is her first introduction
to a
strong woman lead. And let's face it, we're finally just starting to give
good representation.
Good representation for women,
mm-hmm.
as well as letting them be strong, capable women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aeon Flux still has issues, right. and so do a lot of other female superheroes. Yes, Wonder Woman had a TV show, but she was still always under the thumb of a male.
And she was also, like, super sexualized.
Yes.
It was very much male gaze.
Yes. So my point of that particular post was I waited my whole life for that.
Yeah.
And my daughter will always have that.
That is really special.
And it was really special. She has Moana. You know, she has Ingrid now from Dragons.
Oh my God, the pictures of her dressing up like Ingrid were so cute.
You know, she has Elsa.
Yeah.
Who's a motherfucking queen.
Yeah, she is.
So she will always have strong women leads in her movies.
Yeah. What book did I purchase your daughter last year? What chapter book did I get her?
Oh, our women
Pippi
book.
No, I got her
Pippi Longstocking. Oh, you got her Pippi Longstocking.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
What was I desperate for as a kid?
Right?
She was a girl who lived by herself, who had super strength, who did what she wanted and took care of herself.
Yeah.
Like, I was desperate for that when I was a child.
And we did get her the bedtime stories for strong women.
Yeah, I love those.
Whatever that one is.
I love those. I love reading those to her.
But even those are watered down.
Right.
You know? So.
Right.
Anyway. There I cried for you. I hope you're all happy.
Okay. My brain just did like three skips. So are you ready to follow me on this brain journey?
Yes.
So in the book, of course, is Malala, right? And she just got accepted to Oxford. And someone was like, I wonder what her interview was like. Like, walk in and just be like, Google me, bitch. Or like, or she walks in and just goes, yes, I will go here.
Right. Yes, they reached out to her and said, please, please come here. We want you in our stable of awesomeness.
Google me, bitch.
Have you Googled me?
Malala would never say that. She wouldn't do that. She's too, like, nice for that. But also, let's just all imagine how that went.
Right.
Because that would have been the weirdest fucking interview to be like, why should you come to Oxford?
Why not?
Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Right. So, you've already won the Nobel Peace Prize. Why do you even want to come here?
Oh, so funny.
She wants to get her drink on. She wants to wear a funny robe every day.
That's right.
They do wear robes for their masters and doctorates, I think.
Nice.
I think so.
What else have you been watching lately?
I have been listening to a new podcast called Pen Pals with Rory Scovel and Daniel Van Kirk. And they are two comedians who live in LA who would be guests on the Crab Feast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they literally have a Dear Abby podcast where people write in and they tell stories and they give their advice.
Oh, fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I love that.
They have a lot of hashtags.
Okay.
That, you know, you kind of got to get caught up on.
Right.
But that's been very enjoyable as Kevin Smith is on hiatus because he's filming Jay and Silent Bob Reboot in New Orleans right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my Broken Lizard guys have been on hiatus too because they're launching a new TV show.
Have you been listening to Nicole Byer more? Have you been?
No, I've listened to the one and
it wasn't really your thing.
It's okay. I think I'm going to listen to another one this week.
I really love it. So she makes me laugh.
I know you love Nicole.
We have tickets to see her.
We do. I forgot you bought those.
I did.
What date? You have to send me the date again so I can put on my.
Okay. I will.
Calendar.
It's not till September, but I will send it to you so that we have it. Yeah, you guys, I bought us VIP tickets and Shannon was like, ooh. And I was like, okay, listen.
They're not Madonna VIP tickets, okay?
I just paid $50 to be in the topmost balcony to see my favorite murder. Mm-hmm. VIP meet and greet with Nicole Byer was $50.
I was like, oh, okay. See, when I go to concerts and VIP, it's VIP, that's like
$300,
$400. And I was like, are you sure about that? I mean,
It was $25 for a regular ticket, $50 for VIP meet and
greet.
That's
great.
You can't tell me that I made the wrong choice.
You made the right decision.
I'm going to try to make her be my best friend right in front of you. Shut the fuck up, Shannon.
I want you to try to shake your fist at her and then end up waving.
Oh, by the way, though, she says it on the podcast all the time. She hates it when people make nailed it jokes at her. So no nailed it jokes.
Nailed it. Oh, I don't even watch that. So
yeah, she hates it.
I've seen it a few times, but
when people will be like, nailed it, she's like, fuck off. She says she has PTSD now. So,
well, you think Adam West enjoyed living his Batman days his whole life?
Yeah, probably not.
You just had to embrace it at one point because people just aren't, your fans aren't going to get over the their favorite thing that you've done.
I always quoted him from Family Guy, though. The two things I would quote was when he would go, he had the light bright and he ran out of things and he goes, nobody messes with Adam, we. Because
he ran out of. Because he had ST.
Yeah. Nobody messes with Adam, we. And then the other one was he was singing to himself and he went under his desk going, Adam West, Adam West, Adam West.
He had such a good sense of humor about himself.
So
it
funny.
Was amazing. It was really sad when he died.
It was. So, look at me.
So she has to own it, man, because.
She really does, because that's going to be the rest of her life.
Yeah. Until it disappears off Netflix and people forget about it.
Right. New Queer Eye came out this week.
New Queer Eye season 3.
Yeah. All things just keep getting better.
So we watched, what, 3 episodes tonight? We watched
2.
Was it just 2?
We just watched The Barbecue Lady and The Wedding Guy.
Oh, okay.
So Shannon and I think it's the 3rd episode, The Barbecue Ladies.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw a post today. So this just came out like at the beginning of the weekend, maybe Thursday or Friday. I already don't remember what day it came out. Today is Tuesday. Over the weekend, they did $75,000 in sales on their barbecue sauce.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I wanted it.
I feel like I need some too. Scott did ask while we were watching it. He's like, hey, did you order that barbecue sauce yet?
Did he? I totally missed
yeah,
that.
He That's totally really did. Funny. I was like, no, I'm shopping for eyeglasses for Tina.
I heard you say that. I didn't hear what his question was.
Yeah, did you order one yet? We enjoy barbecue. Yeah,
I love making barbecue flavored things. Mm-hmm. I use barbecue sauce.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is delicious.
Barbecue sauce is delicious.
That's really the only reason to eat cow ribs. But honestly, you don't even need it. You could just put barbecue sauce on Brussels sprouts.
You wanna know
what's
or good?
Cauliflower or
okay. I'm about to blow your mother humping world. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Baked potato. Chicken thighs barbecue sauce, and you just shove the chicken in the
real chicken,
yeah,
like meat.
Yeah, okay. I do it with tofu.
Yeah,
so I do like braised tofu that I've like marinated in barbecue sauce, and then I bake it and braise it, and then I put more barbecue sauce on it. So I'm getting protein, starch, and barbecue sauce.
Nice barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce. I have a recommendation for a show for you, and for everybody.
Okay,
you guys, you have to watch One Day at a Time. I thought it was going to be crappy. Like, I thought it was going to be stupid. And I saw many people posting about it being like, save One Day at a Time. And, you know, and then they ended up canceling it anyway. But before it, they were just in talks about it. And they were like, save the show. It's really great. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. Because the grandmother is played by Rita Moreno, mm-hmm. who is a queen. She is a goddess.
Yeah,
she is.
I watched the first 2 episodes, I think. And then I was
it gets better. It gets incredible. I sobbed in every single season of it and laughed. Like, I just thought it was going to be a lame little, you know, knockoff.
Yeah, sitcom. It kind of has like a Full House feel to it.
That's what I thought it was going to be, but it so is not. It truly isn't. It is more than that. It is delightful. Hmm. It's hilarious. I laughed. I cried. I went on a full journey.
My float is so good.
My mom started sitting down and watching it with me. I'm glad your float is good. So
Can you tell everyone we're drinking Guinness floats?
Well, I thought we did at the beginning. I
mean, they heard us make them. I don't remember if we announced what exactly we were making.
This is our classic, you guys. This is something that I introduced Shannon to. I think. Didn't I introduce it?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So this we had it last year.
We did. Didn't we also have it before that?
I'm sure. I don't know. I know for sure we had it last year because we drank it at the desk. Mm-hmm. And I think Lisa came out and podcasted with us.
Yeah.
And it was on St. Patrick's Day on Saturday. We did mm-hmm. day drinking.
We did do day drinking last year because I had it off.
We didn't do a day drinking episode last summer.
I know. It's sad. It's a real tragedy. We have to make up this year by doing something crazy.
Maybe we'll do some daytime PenguinCon recording.
Did you?
Like as we wander around.
Did you put it at nighttime? Because we were talking about doing it at daytime.
We have not been asked about what our preferred times are.
Yeah, but did you put it in after dark?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you have in the past. That was why I asked.
We've been approved for Cheese, mm-hmm. and my music panel got approved.
But our podcast hasn't yet?
Not yet.
That's wild. You guys.
Were those the only two we were doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to tell everybody to rewatch One Day at a Time or to watch it for the first time. It's delightful. Rita Moreno is a queen. Third ever EGOT winner in the history mm-hmm. of time. I'm also rewatching Schitt's Creek just for shits.
I love it. Schitts and giggles. Yep. Speaking of queens, Eugene from the Try Guys is really embracing drag.
I love it.
And performing in drag.
He's so hot.
So 4 years ago, they did the Try Guys Try Drag.
Yeah.
And since then, he's been doing a lot of gender bending. And when they hosted the Webbies? Was it the Webbies?
Sure.
He performed in drag the entire time.
Oh.
And he did a drag performance for his 33rd birthday party. And so his drag mom, who was a drag race competitor, he went and did her show, you know, whenever, recently.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait, who was his drag mom?
I forget. I'd have to look it up. Season 10 or 11 from LA.
11 is now. It's on now.
So maybe it was season 10 then. It was a recent season.
Mm-hmm.
An African-American from L.A. I forget who her name is. You could probably Google it.
That's what I'm doing.
Eugene Lang's drag mom.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he might be picking that up as performance art.
Oh, it's Mayhem Miller.
Yeah, Mayhem.
Okay.
I don't want to knock over my drink with my big fatty hips. I got a new iPhone.
Tell us about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's not.
You know, it's one of those things where you have a 6S and you just want it to limp along another year.
You know that's what happened to me.
And you go to travel and your phone decides to not type anymore. The keyboard failed.
Yeah.
And wouldn't pop up and type in anything.
Well,
Snapchat, Facebook, texting, nothing.
So, you know, I had a 6, not a 6S. So mine was a year younger than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Year older than yours. I know how time works. Shut up. Mine was before yours, and mine crashed a year ago. I had this one brand new at PenguinCon last year.
Yeah.
So same thing happened to us. I just wanted that 6 to limp along a little more.
Yeah.
I wanted it for a little longer. Thank you very much.
I replaced the battery approximately maybe a month ago, like 2 weeks before this happened.
Oof.
Because it had started glitching.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'll just put a new battery in it and that will fix everything. And it did not. So while I was in Washington, D.C. on a work conference, I had to spend the afternoon in the Apple store to get a new phone.
Rough. Rough.
Yeah. So I have a 10R, an XR.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's okay.
What don't you like about it?
It's change.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. It's a fucking phone. Honestly, it's okay. It's the same as all my other iPhones, except it takes better pictures.
Okay, then.
And has facial recognition now.
Right.
Which is a little creepy.
Right.
But that's about it.
It's well, bigger. I had this thought like 3 weeks ago where I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't had a cold all winter. So.
You jinxed yourself?
I didn't on purpose. Look at, read that sentence out loud.
I've been so sick, jinxed.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I was like, it doesn't count because I didn't say it out loud to anyone. I just had the thought. You can't help what your thoughts are. But this is like day 12 of this illness.
There are a lot of people sick right now.
It's been bad.
Bad.
And I was supposed to go see Joseph and Ashley and Zelda over the weekend, and I couldn't because I was too sick. And I was so sad. I just sat around and did nothing because I felt depressed. Mm-hmm. I missed seeing my girl. So I was posting on Facebook about being bummed out, and Joseph said that he was showing Zelda photos of me and that she was smiling at them. And I said, pics or it didn't happen.
Right.
And then he sent them to me.
Aww.
And I'm with you in both of the pictures. And so I said, are you sure she doesn't love Shannon? I think it might be it. You saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Does Zelda love Shannon or does Zelda love Maggie?
I think she loves us both.
Oh, okay. We're both fat.
Like, I made the picture better.
Yeah. That was actually kind of what Joseph said, is that she likes the pictures where I'm happiest and that I'm happiest when I'm with you.
Aww.
I know my brother's such a little suck up. But that's also not, like, surprising.
That your brother's a suck up?
Yeah.
Or you're happiest when you're with me?
Neither one of those things is surprising. Neither one of those things is surprising.
Oh, man. So Guinness floats, Coco.
Yep. We're watching Coco. Because I love this movie, and I was like, I can literally never be tired of it. So let's watch that.
Right.
I watch it all the time.
It is a good movie. It's such, very visually stimulating, too. Oh, my God. Too.
It's so good.
I really wish the afterlife was like that. That'd be way cool.
I'd be for it. Yeah.
Why do the English have to be so dull and boring? Why can't we be culturally amazing like Latinas?
Mm-hmm.
And even like everyone. Everyone has really cool cultural things except for the goddamn English.
Speaking of Latinos, I bought myself a Julian Castro shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. It says Julian 2020. So.
Julian.
It's got great art. I'm just pretty pumped. That's my guy. I don't think he has a snowball's chance in hell winning the primaries. But you never really know until, we are still a year and a half away. So many things could happen.
Everyone's coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what ends up happening is somebody like Trump wins because all of the reasonable votes are split among reasonable people. You know, that people are split between somebody like a Beto, who I don't really think should be running, but whatever, and, you know, Mayor Pete, who I actually also really love, blah, blah, blah. So all the votes get split.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren. And
among reasonable people. Yeah. And then somebody insane comes and wins because they're just taking the insanity vote. That's just too many people.
Well, we already know who the insanity vote's going to. So do we find someone equally as insane or what?
Oh, I'm just talking about for the Democratic primary.
I know,
right?
Me
now.
Too.
Oh.
A lot of people running. It's going to look like the Republican primary.
Yeah, I know. I know it is.
That's a lot of money to waste, too.
I know. It is. It's so much. Running is so expensive. They're already traveling. Ooh, Trump is having a rally in a week or two. In a week. I got tickets.
Did you really?
Where am I going to be in a week, Shannon?
Oh, you're going to be on vacation.
So I got tickets to the Trump rally and I'm not going.
Oh my God, that's what we should do. We should all get tickets and not go.
Yep.
Why didn't I think of that?
You still could. You still could do it.
Are they free?
Yep.
Nice.
You have to give them your real email and phone for them to like check everything. Hmm. But I don't care. They can have my junk email. You can have my phone number. I already get junk calls. I already get junk emails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, whatever. Trump can have my phone number. I also did not have sex with him. Can I have $130,000 now?
Man, what else? What else is going on?
So many things. I got my car back today.
Your car was in the shop again?
Yeah. Didn't I tell you that?
Always in the shop. No. I had no clue your car was in the shop.
My car was in the shop again. And it was a lot of money. And I've been thinking about, like, you know, are we reaching the point? That was why I made the post on Facebook about, yes, like, I must have a new car by now.
Right, because everything's been replaced except for the frame.
But
the fire. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! And they actually did it.
I know. Miguel was so good that Frida Kahlo liked him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, my car was making low-flying airplane noises. And I Googled it, and it said, that is a wheel bearing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Yeah.
Plus, I knew it was due for the, like, expensive maintenance check. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that it was because they emailed me. And they were like, you are due for your 120,000-mile checkup, except right now it's 240, right?
Yeah.
They said that to me. So I knew that I was getting the expensive maintenance. And I knew that I was, and then they were like, oh, by the way, like a major belt in your engine has worn out. And then he also gave me a list of like five other things. And I was like, those are the only ones we're doing. Thank you. my car drives like it's on a fucking cloud now. Wheel bearings really will mess you up if they're not working.
They will. Yeah.
That is...
Usually when you get new brakes, you end up getting new struts and wheel bearings as well, which is why it really sucks to get new brakes.
Right.
Because all that entire system needs to be replaced, and it's always...
A ton of money.
Like a $1,200 bill.
Yeah.
And that's if you got a guy.
Right.
Who does it in his garage.
Right. So the mechanic said to me, wow, your car is in really good shape.
That's good.
To me was like, what the fuck does that mean? It costs me so much goddamn money all the time.
It's basically new. You said so yourself.
It's basically new. So I asked him today, like, what does that actually mean? And he was like, well, you've always had it dealership maintained. You've never missed any major maintenance. You've done some major replacements on it, like when I had to replace the fuel cell. And he was like, it just, like, you never know what's going to fail. It's an old car, but, like, nothing looks bad. Nothing when I look at it makes me go, ooh.
Right.
So that's what that means.
Good.
So I'm like,
cross. You can drive it for another 125,000 miles.
Yeah. My goal is really just to get it to 80,000 more miles.
So up to 200?
No. It's at 200.
Oh.
It's at
280?
No, okay, let's math this back out.
Back it up.
No. Okay, he said you need the 120,000-mile checkup, but it's the second time I'm getting that because it's at 240.
Oh.
That was what I was trying to say. My car is at 240 right now. Well, it's at 235, but yes.
Yeah,
so
you want to get to like 300.
I want it to get to 320, and here's why.
Did you get to be in a commercial?
No. When I replaced the hybrid fuel cell, it was 160. And I was like, I'm going to do 160 again.
There you go. Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals. So I want to get that car to 320. I'm imagining it. I'm putting it out there.
Yep, put it out there.
Living the secret.
Living the secret.
That's what you got to do.
My uncle has always driven Hondas.
Yeah.
And he's driven to three since he was 20. My uncle's almost 70.
Wow.
So each Honda he's had for almost 20 years.
Right.
So they last if you take good care of them.
And that's what this guy was saying. You've taken good care of it. I just have had a lot of repairs that I've needed doing. My aunt had a Corolla, a Toyota Corolla that she got to 300,000.
Yeah.
So.
I actually think Ben is driving one of them.
Yeah? One of your uncle's old cars?
Yeah.
So that was, but that was on my list for things. Car repair, when to trash it. Like, am I spending too much money? Am I throwing good money at bad?
Well, I mean, cars aren't, they're not an appreciative investment. Right,
they're always going to depreciate.
Yes. And when I had my Honda at 180,000 miles, was it 180? I needed, or maybe it was 150. I don't know. I needed the major check.
Yeah.
Which was going to be like $2,000.
Yeah.
And my dealer was like, just get a new car.
Right.
And I almost wish I hadn't. If I had just taken the time to invest the money in maintaining it, I would have driven that car another 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, that was part of my problem, too, was when I first got the Prius, was that it had its midlife crisis the second I got it.
Yeah.
You know, at 160,000 miles.
Your parents gave you a midlife crisis car. Yeah. And it died. Like, they gave it to you and it died on you.
Yeah, exactly. And I put the money into replacing it because I was like, honestly, I'm actually not going to get as good a car as this for $3,000. You know, like replacing the hybrid fuel cell is a fuck lot of money. Yeah. But I'm also not going to get as good a car as that. So, yeah, I just don't know. Am I throwing, because there's a ton of hidden costs in buying a new car.
Yeah,
there's so many. Your insurance will go up. So mm-hmm. I keep on trying to do math in my head about, like, am I spending too much to repair this car? But I don't know the answer to that question, honestly.
Your registration goes up?
Right. Your registration goes up. Your
insurance goes up.
Insurance goes up. There's extra taxes that you don't realize that you're going to be paying. I have a car payment then, which I don't have now. But then in my head, the car payment is being offset by, like, not having all of these super expensive repairs. Did I tell you how much I paid? Guess how much?
No.
Guess how much I paid?
I don't want to.
Okay. Yeah. And that was the thing that I was talking about, too, where I said that I, thank God I had my credit card that's limit went up so I could pay for that next month because I paid for part of it on the credit card. So.
Oh, no.
Alibris. So, yeah, that's that. Guys, when do you trash your car? When do you get rid of it?
Right.
How do you decide? You know, just because it is breaking down in slow motion doesn't mean it's not breaking. There's been a moment for every single one of my previous cars where it seemed obvious, you know?
Yeah. My last car was a Ford, and it just kept breaking.
Yeah.
And there was no saving it, honestly.
American-made cars are shit.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
But we could be doing better and we're not.
Yes.
It's their fault. It's their fault for not making better cars. You know?
It's Subaru's American. It's one of the best cars out there.
My dad drives a Subaru.
Yeah. They are so good, it is hard to buy a used Subaru.
Yeah.
Because people keep them for 10, 15, 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a new Subaru.
Do you know how old my car is?
Your Prius?
Yeah.
Isn't it 10 years old?
It's 15 years old.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like the second year of Priuses. I'm counting it that since it's a model 2005 year that it was made in 2004, and currently it is 2019, so that is a 15-year-old car.
It sure is.
And did I tell you about going to see Captain Marvel by myself? Did I tell you about this?
No, you didn't say you... I think I assumed you might have gone by yourself because you didn't tell me you went with anyone.
I was supposed to go with someone.
Who are you supposed to go with?
One of my partners.
Well.
So.
So did you have two seats yourself?
No. I didn't buy them ahead of time. Thank God, because he lives in Toledo and we were supposed to go see it in Toledo together.
Nope.
I do like going down there and hanging out with him.
I know, but...
Okay, so here was the thing. We went and saw Into the Spider-Verse together, right? And then we were talking about Captain Marvel. And then I also had said we should go see Detective Pikachu together. So, like, nerd movies was becoming our little thing. And I had gone and seen him the previous weekend and, like, hung out at his house and stayed the night. Right? Remember, I'm slightly closer to Toledo than you. It's only, like, an hour to get to his house.
It's an hour for me, too.
Okay. So. Because
it's 20 minutes to Ann Arbor and then. Or is it an hour from Ann Arbor? Maybe it is an hour and 20. I always feel like it's an hour. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know either how long it is from here.
I can't Google it right now.
No.
I don't want to fuck it up.
So, I was like, let's go. This is the weekend it opens. And he goes, oh, this party is Friday night that I want to go to. And I said, well, here's what let's do. Let's go both go to the party. I'll come to the party with you. And then I'll bring like a little overnight bag. And I'll go to your house and sleep over, and then we'll go see the movie the next day. And he was like, great. And then when I got to the party and he saw me, he came up and he kissed me and he was like, I think we should go out to breakfast tomorrow morning.
Can he break up with you?
No. Not yet. There's so much more to this story. And then he was like, and then we can, but he was like, and then I have a real quick thing to go to at the game shop, but you can just come with me. It's not going to be long. And then we'll go to the movie. And then if we're hungry after, we'll go out to dinner. We'll just spend the whole day together. And during the party, he kept on like, you know, being social with other people, but then like coming over and kissing me and saying, hey, and, you know, coming back around and checking in on me. And it's like midnight. And he comes up and he says, how would you feel if, like, I just gave you the keys to my house because this lady really wants me to, like, come home with her? We were in the middle of plans together, and he asked to go home with someone else.
I'm giving a face.
Yeah, as you should. I cried the whole fucking way home. I said to him, no, I'm not going to your house without you, because that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Do you know whose house I go to without them there?
Yours. My house. Or my mom's.
Like, that's it. Like, family, very close friends, not guy I've been casually seeing for 2 months.
Right.
Right. And the other thing about this that's so insulting is that it's not even like he, like, turned down not sex so we could go have sex. Because he and I had sex. Like, he was turning down old sex.
More sex with you for sex with new.
Yep. Yep. So,
guess what, people? Pussy all feel the same.
Yeah. It's, you know, that was so rude.
It was.
And by the, like, I was not going to say no. I wasn't going to be like, no, we're in the middle of plans. Because then I would have gone back to his house and known that he would rather have not been there. And that would have felt terrible also.
Yeah.
And I almost posted about it too. To be like, hey, people, if you're hanging out with someone, don't leave to have sex with someone else. Because apparently some people need to be told that.
BT Dubs, a little rude.
A little rude.
Just case didn't know.
So I cried the whole way home. And then
I couldn't
sleep because I felt so terrible.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I texted him and I was like, what you did last night was really hurtful and mean. I was only at that party to see you. We were in the middle of plans. I'm not coming down to hang out with you today or ever. Bring me my book the next time we're both at an event. You really hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I loaned him a book.
Did he respond?
I can see that something occurred.
Oh, go fuck yourself, man. Go fuck yourself like Jude Law.
So that was like him just minimizing my feelings so as to not.
So he doesn't feel bad about his poor choices.
And not accepting any responsibility.
Right.
For what
Let me gaslight you to make myself feel better.
Yeah. And that fucking happens to women all the time. Minimizing their feelings, making them, telling them that they're crazy, making them feel like they've overreacted so that you don't have to feel bad about doing something that was hurtful.
Yep.
That happens to us constantly.
All the time.
So, yeah, that was that story. So I told my friend Abby about it, and Abby was like, let's go get some fucking breakfast. So Abby and I went out to breakfast together, and then I took myself to see Captain Marvel alone. And then also, when it hit the scene where the guy in the motorcycle told her to smile, I was at a, like, 2 o'clock matinee, maybe a 1 o'clock matinee. 1 o'clock matinee, like, hardly anybody was fucking there. And I go, kill him!
She did steal his motorcycle, though.
He deserved it.
He deserved it.
But, like, what's the even the point of having magical powers, superpowers, if you don't use them to kill the men who've wronged you?
She has to control her feelings.
What if?
Because if she ever found out the truth, hell would unleash.
I guess.
Which it did.
Yeah, it did.
So when he was gaslighting her at the end.
Right.
I started screaming, you have to take that!
Yeah.
And then I envisioned in my head that it was very reminiscent of that scene from Indiana Jones where Indiana Jones is being gaslit and he mm-hmm. just picks up his gun and shoots the guy.
Right.
Instead of fucking around and playing his game.
Yeah.
And when she did that to him, I hooped and hollered and screamed and clapped. Mm-hmm. And I talked about a handful of other people into doing that too.
Yeah.
We really need to go see movies in Southfield because I just get too involved for the theaters we go to.
Yeah. So I also have more complaints about my new office.
Poor new office.
I know. So it's starting to feel more like home. Like I'm starting to, you know, starting to feel less terrible. Mm-hmm. However, I am much farther away from the router that I used to be near that I was paying for. So I've been like using my hotspot a lot. It's been not great.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, there are people at this end of the building who have internet. I also like searched around my whole room to look for internet capabilities. And I looked on Comcast website. And my office was not on the drop down menu because like they ask for your address and I say it's a business and they have all the options and my office number was not an option because it is not set up for internet yet. Right?
I really feel that that is something your landlord should have put in all the rooms, that should not be your responsibility to pay for, but your responsibility to maintain.
Yeah. I think that they should just have internet for the whole building and bump everybody's rent up $5 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, get one super strong internet.
Yeah, with a few routers.
And then everyone shares it.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, if a hotel
can do it. It's 2019, people. Come on.
I know.
Come on.
This is an old building and it just keeps on being like retrofitted as people need things. That's what's been happening.
Right. And that is poor management of your building.
Yeah. So I went, there are these women who are relatively new to the building who own a design studio there. And so I went into her office and I explained to her what was up. And I said, I don't have internet capabilities in my office and I've been paying Gloria for the use of her internet. And I was wondering if you would be interested in me paying you for yours, you know, because I'm having a really hard time getting a good signal. And she was like, well, why don't you call Comcast? Did the landlords tell you that you couldn't put internet in there? You know, we had to pay to have ours installed. And our internet is $105 a month. And in my head, I'm like, yeah. And I'm offering to reduce that for you.
Right?
Because that's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's Cheryl talking and being like, bitch, if I have to pay for it, so do you.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it was.
None of this like millennial bullshit thinking you can skate by in life not having to do the things you need to do to be a successful business person.
Right. That I mean, that absolutely was what that was.
Yeah.
But she was so rude. And now I hate them. Now right. I hate those ladies. Mm-hmm. Because if she had just said, I'm sorry, we're not really interested in that.
She could have just been very polite and exactly said it just like
that. But instead she shamed me mm-hmm. and told me what I needed to do and was...
Because you're four.
Because I'm four. Listen, I don't want to call Comcast.
If I did, I would.
I don't want to have them have to come in and drill a hole in my wall. That is going to be the most expensive hole I have ever paid for. Shannon, you know it's true.
I'm just thinking about all the other holes you pay for. I mean, really?
So there's another business that's in that front half of the building. So I go, so she, that was last Monday that I went to the ladies with the printing business. I mean, like, I just am a person who is a tutor. They have a full-blown fucking business with, like, multiple computers and a printing thing and, like, blah, blah, blah. And apparently money to spend $105 a month on internet. You know? Like, you have a real business. Take pity on me. Be fucking nice.
I'm just a lowly tutor.
Comcast is fleecing you. Fuck them. Right. We should all be sharing.
Yes.
So I go to the other lady, to the travel agent, and I explain it to her. And I also go about it a slightly different way where I lead with, I want to make this less for you.
Right. You know, after, put it on them. Yeah. Make it seem like their idea.
Right. And she was like, I would love that, except I don't know what mine is or what the password is. And I was like, what is your laptop on? And she shows me, and it's on the Xfinity hotspot. So she is using her at-home Comcast login at work and not the internet she's paying for.
Awesome.
And then I'm like, what is your computer on? Her desktop. And so that's just plugged in via Ethernet. So it didn't tell me. It said, like, zone 5. And I was like, none of these say that. Like, what is zone 5 even mean? I have no idea, because that's not what the name of any of these Wi-Fi networks are. What right. the fuck does zone 5 mean? So she doesn't even know which network is her network.
So she's paying for internet.
Right.
But doesn't use it.
Right.
Because she's so Midwestern that she can't call Comcast and ask them for her login and password, or just log into her account online and reset everything.
Yeah.
She'd rather pay them
right.
than call them.
I mean,
we all hate Comcast.
I almost understand it. Because
I do too.
Comcast is so terrible. I almost get it. But also,
you can still figure that out through your online portal.
There's so many things that she could have done.
There's a button that says, I forgot my password.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even if she had a bill.
She doesn't know which Wi-Fi network is her network, though. She doesn't know which. Like, if
so, try them all till one of them works.
I know. You're not
preaching to the choir.
You're preaching to the choir. Because in my head, I'm like, this is insane.
I take back my offer. Sorry.
I said to her,
maybe I will call Comcast.
I said, if you ever get it figured out, let me know.
So in the meantime, what are you doing? Extending your own data plan.
Man.
I wish I could give you some of my rollover data.
That would be nice, but that's just not how the world works, is it?
Nope.
Yeah, I just keep on having to reset the router because it's far away.
Right.
So Gloria told me where the key was to her office. So sometimes I just have to go in there and reset her router for mine to pick it up now. I have to reset her router and turn off my computer and turn it back on. And I'm then sorry. It'll work. So I never had that problem when I was closer to it.
Right.
But just for some reason, resetting it and my computer will be like, oh, yeah, now I know where you are. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
But it's not working for me.
No. It's an extra burden. It's like getting that 6S to limp along another year.
Ugh.
You've so entered bad. Into a toxic relationship with your internet.
Yep. I mean, and the other thing, too, is that I've been paying Gloria $15 a month. I'm like, yes, I absolutely would pay the printing ladies $50 a month for working internet. Because $15 for not working internet is not working for me. So yeah, that would be a substantial increase, but also apparently it would be less than getting my own internet still. Internet should only cost $50. That's insane.
Yeah, I think we pay 70.
That's insane. Spring break.
Spring break, woo!
Spring break.
That's next week.
Yep, I leave the day after tomorrow. So we're going to D.C. for Ceci's 30th birthday.
Hi.
Yeah. And then going to Florida to see Crazy Grandma.
Nice.
Yep.
And you're driving all that way?
Yep. Both things.
May Lord have mercy upon your soul.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like driving with Cheryl.
No, it's not. Although I get car sick if I'm not sleeping. Like, if my car sickness has gotten worse. But I'm not Cheryl like that either, where I freak out about it or throw temper tantrums or tell people that they're in the mountains when they're just driving on normal-sized hills.
You treat your nausea appropriately.
Exactly.
And plan for the trip.
Precisely. And, yeah. Honest to God, too, if it gets bad enough, I'll just be like, can I drive? Because right. I don't get sick when I'm driving.
Yeah. Or can I sit up front so I don't puke all over you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bummer that I can't look at my car. Look at my phone. I can't look at my phone inside the car.
Yeah, I get motion sickness now, too, when I'm on an electronic in the car.
But I also can't read a book.
I don't know if I can read a book. I used to when I was little.
Oh, man, me too.
Like when I was a teenager, I could.
Thank God that I didn't have that in my teenage years. Our road trips would have been unbearable.
Yeah.
Because all I did was read books in the back of the car.
Oh, so you're going on trips? I'm not going anywhere for spring break this year. Tina is looking forward to sleeping for an entire week.
Good.
And she might go to work with me one day and wander around Ann Arbor. Well, that'll be about it. We're planning for our Disney trip.
That's so
in
exciting.
May. So we made our dining reservations today, and I need to buy our park tickets and kind of confirmed a loose timeline with my cousin, and he found a booster seat for us for Catherine. And
because you guys are renting a car.
We're just going to rent a car for the day.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, yeah, I guess she'll need a car seat for that. Fuck. I might have to rent a car seat from the car rental place.
That's the thing.
I know. And then
it's not like you're the first person to rent a car with a child.
They're going to chauffeur us around in San Diego.
Fun.
I also did think, like, there is a car harness you can buy that's just a harness that goes on your body.
Yeah.
And you thread the seatbelt through it and anchor the harness that's attached to your child to the car seat, like this adult seat.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about getting that and then returning it after my trip. I know. It's $150.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. For a magical harness.
Yeah. How long are you guys gone on your trip? It's like 10 days?
Almost a week.
Oh,
we're leaving we're leaving Friday and coming back Wednesday.
Oh. Okay.
Extra long weekend.
Yeah, extra long
weekend. Oh, and Spirit changed our flight times on us.
Oh. They did that.
We were
Joseph and
leaving
Ashley
at 9:30 in the morning. Guess when we are now?
6:30.
7:55.
That still is terrible. All of that is terrible.
It's terrible. We have to leave here at 5:30 in the morning.
I honest to God would do park and fly. What you and I did.
Yeah. I'll make my dad take us in my car so we have all the seats.
Yeah. Oh, so let me tell you our actual insane itinerary.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah.
Drive to D.C., where I am staying with Natalie, and they're all staying at the, like, thing. Listen, I'm not fucking paying to stay at the Airbnb with the whole family. Fuck that. I'm staying with goddamn Natalie for free. Mm-hmm. And then driving to Florida, Mom and Dad and I driving to, and they're, I'm driving them to Tampa and then dropping them off at a cruise ship and then driving from Tampa to Punta Gorda, hanging out with Grandma, driving back to Tampa. Leaving,
you know, I have family in Punta Gorda.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Leaving the car somewhere in Tampa, don't know where yet, and then I'm flying back and Mom and Dad are getting off the cruise ship, picking up the car, and then they're going
driving back.
Isn't that the most insane thing that you've ever heard?
I've heard worse.
That's pretty wild.
It's out there, but it's not bad. Do you know what neighborhood your cousin lives in? We had a fabulous Airbnb for my conference.
Oh, yeah?
I got a beautiful house for my scholars, and then my friend Trisha and I ended up in an apartment above some bars in Woodley Park.
Yeah.
No, in Adams Morgan. Adams Morgan. It's a really nice neighborhood. Anywho. Anyway, did we cover it?
Yeah.
Is it time to wrap it up like I did?
The only thing that I put about was like a shoe disappointment that I had, but I don't even feel like telling the story.
Okay, we can set for next time.
I'm disappointed about shoes. The end.
The end. That is it.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. What number was this? You said at the
beginning. 196.
1996. Aw.
Mhm.
Just like the movie Captain Marvel. No, that was in 95. The year
I graduated high school.
Aw. All right, you guys. Find us everywhere at That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie, because that is us. Find us Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. You can find us on Facebook. You can just like search us and find us. Interact with us. We love people talking to us. And then you can also interact with me at Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 196 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye!
Bye!
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor.